Blog Talk Radio.
A man with a 10-inch cock.
I like this. The taste of
is us.
Brent Blair.
Don't mind it. It felt so
yeah.
It felt so
great.
Don't mean it.
Another faggot son of a bitch.
Tonight, I kiss.
Nicola.
I did.
I did.
You go through all the pain inside, and you feel like it's gone so fast.
Dude, that was so much fun.
Of the Drunk Cast. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and yes, I'm joined by my faggot co-host, the Peach Machine, who was talking during the theme music and fucking it all up. What's going on, Peach?
Shut up, you fat ass. Are you kidding me? Talking over your theme music? The theme music's a joke. The whole show's a joke without me.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you say. Whatever happened to your little podcast that lasted like 4 weeks?
I decided I hated podcasting and I never wanted to do it again. But you dragged me back about 7 times since I've moved.
Are you just discovering you sucked without me carrying your sorry ass?
Yeah. I'm sure your back was breaking. Yeah. Well, let me give you a little rundown of the situation right now. I am in the Midwest, so we're about 45 minutes to fireworks, and I am in the midst of transporting myself and a few friends to the downtown area where my buddy has a bar, and we're going to go on top of the roof and watch fireworks. So that is what's going to be going on, so you might hear some people behind us. I'm going to be driving. You're also you're talking to me on the second to worst day prior to the Grappler's Quest, as I'm in the midst of cutting what started out as 22 pounds, and now I'm down to about 11, maybe 10.
Damn.
I've had a whole lot of water, and I've had 2 Muscle Milk Lights today. So I've had about 450 calories. It's great. I'm crabby as hell, and I played 4 hours of softball in 102-degree heat. What did you do?
Today, I just slept in and then packed and got high. I got high between everything, but...
Oh, shocking.
That's pretty much it.
Well, I flew in from Guam on Sunday, and 36 hours later, I was in St. Louis, and I got in at 11 a.m., and I slept until 5 p.m. the following day. That's right, over 24 hours, nearly 30 hours.
Jeez, at least you got it out of the way right away instead of, like, it hitting you a day or two later.
Man, it still fucks you up, though, man. It's weird going. It's easier going from the States to the West than it is coming back. I don't know why. But, yeah, it still fucked me up. Like, last night I woke up at, like, 3, and I couldn't get back to sleep. A lot of it has to do with the weight-cutting shit, and I was in the sauna and doing some shit like that. So, we'll see.
Yeah, so are you ready to get anally raped at the Grappler's Quest this coming Friday?
I tell you what, man. I was looking online today, just checking out the rules and making sure I knew everything. There's some tough dudes. They got the list of some of the competitors I've heard of. It's gonna be tough. You're gonna have to talk for a while because I need to talk to this person on the other line. I'll be right back.
All right, no problem. Well, hopefully we'll have some other callers calling from Vegas because a few of the guys have to start the party early and get there ahead of me, even though it doesn't officially start until I get there tomorrow morning around 9:30. But I think all those jerks down there are going to Fremont Street and they're going to check out Three Doors Down.
Hey, that's the professionalism we've got on the drunk cast. Am I right, Ed? Am I right? That's how we do it.
What's that?
Dropping in, taking out, leaving calls, you know, that's how we do it. No show prep, that's our motto.
Yeah. Well, let's see, it's a lot easier to do it with you because the other two clowns, if I take off or drop off for more than 30 seconds, the show comes to a screeching halt because they just run out of things to talk about.
Not exactly the most talkative cats, are they? Yeah. Well, contraire, I mean, how can you understand what that fucking hick ever has to say? And Craig's usually praying or something.
So what were you about to say?
It's going to be tough, man. So not only am I cutting a lot of weight, I mean, these guys are good. It's no joke competition. There's 1,500 competitors. I'm in two different brackets. I won the Pan Asian Games, which happened in the Philippines in April. And so I was pretty stoked coming off of that. And there was supposed to be a tournament last weekend in Guam. I was sort of using that as a primer to get ready. And that got canceled because, I don't know if you know this, but third world countries are poorly managed and poorly organized. And shit happens like that all the time. So I didn't get to do my warm-up tournament. So we'll see where we go. If anybody wants to come out and check me out, man, I'd appreciate it. And, you know, if I lose, then, hey, that's just more time to drink.
Right. So, like, so you're guaranteed to have two matches at least.
Yeah. I'll have one in. You do like your weight class, and then you do like the open weight class. So it'd be like, I'm hopefully coming in at 170. So I'll do the 170, and then they say, all right, anybody want to just go all weight classes? So that's a much bigger tournament. So we'll see.
You can fight someone who weighs like 240.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, I could theoretically have, you know, 20 matches, or I could have one or two. So, but regardless, if you've never seen like a wrestling tournament or a grapplers tournament or anything like that, it's not gi, so it's no gi, so it's much faster and it's much more exciting, and there's lots of submissions, and I mean, that's all it is just working for 5 minutes to get a submission and, you know, no striking. And you're going to see some.
It's going to look as gay as you and Brian having y'all grappling match a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, you know what? That was a lot of inexperience. Neither Brian nor I had any idea. That was more of a publicity thing and a promotional thing. And that was for fun. And you know what? I think if we went again, I think Brian would fucking murder me because he's been doing this. You know, I went more to the MMA side and he went more to the pure jiu-jitsu side.
Yeah.
And I think he's a one or two strike purple belts. He's a real high level gi grappler, but
he's
you know,
a midget. He wouldn't be able to get his arms around you.
And that gi shit's tricky, man. But I don't really like playing with the gi. So, but I'm actually in this jaunt around the country. I'm maybe stopping through Seattle, so he and I may get a chance to do a little rolling.
Oh wow! What would you be going to Seattle for, just to hang out with him?
My brother also lives up there, but yes.
Oh, okay.
My brother lives a couple hours from there, so I'm flying into Seattle. I'm going to be in that area.
But what time are you? Do you have? Are they already scheduled set on what time your fights are, so that everyone can come watch you get your ass kicked?
It's supposedly, you know, this shit is not very tightly run, and so it's. I think the rules meeting and shit's at 9, but I think my weight class is up supposedly at 11, but that's one of those, hey, it's probably not going to be 11. It'll probably be later than that because shit just sort of runs behind. So, but, you know, I'll you know, I got a corner man who will be with me, and maybe he'll shoot out a tweet that'll let you know if
Who's your corner man going to be?
Well, he's broken right now, but he's a competitor himself, so you'll just have to come and see my corner man. It won't be Roddy though this time because I need somebody to coach me to a victory.
Yeah, Roddy just told you about snotting your nose.
It won't be D. Bryan. It won't be D. Bryan either.
I know it's kind of a disappointment. Too bad he's probably on the road, even though he lives in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know what the schedule is, but I'm sure they're on the road. I'm sure there's, you know, actually I don't know who fucking knows what Brandy's on, but I think they just canceled a bunch of shows. But
well, anyway, you should still send him a text and tell him to send his girlfriend over to our pool party on Saturday.
Oh. Daniel Bryan, just send one of the Bella twins over and get naked for us. You know, a bunch of fat nerds.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, because that's what she does. That's his MO. Oh, sure. I'd love Ed to have fucking spank bank material with my chick.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Well, she's pretty hot. I don't even know which one it is. Do you know which one it is?
It's Bree, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Yeah, whatever. What are they doing nowadays?
They're just doing... Actually, they're going to be doing, like, some Vegas shows. There's something going on with them in Vegas in about a week or two.
Like a convention or, like, a autograph signing or some wrestling shit?
Like a fucking show or something.
Like a strip show? Like, are they becoming strippers?
Not like a strip show, but, like... Like, you know how one of the ex-girlfriends has a Vegas show? It's probably something like that.
Yeah.
It's a burlesque, but not like really burlesque, you know, not like, you know, where they get naked, totally naked or
whatever.
Gotcha.
But it's not just going to be them. It'll be like a bunch of, like,
D-level
celebrities.
Yeah, it'll just be like the guest host or like the guest MCs or some shit like that.
Right, right. Well... That's nothing I'd rather see more than the Bella Twins host a quasi-strip show when I can just look at RedTube.
I don't know. They look pretty hot when they had those camel toe outfits on.
Hey, Ed, do you know what a blow bang is?
A blow bang?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what a blow bang is?
Well, I figured you'd know, given your long history of self-satisfaction. You know, like when there's a group of, like... 10 dudes and they're all slapping their dicks on a bitch's face.
Okay.
Right? Like a gangbang, but like with blowjobs, right? And they're all just like cramming their cock in her mouth. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think I've seen that on the internet before.
Oh, all right. Well, I was having a discussion. I was like, nah, it's called with one of my buddies. I was like, yeah, I made some comment about a dude getting fucked, and I said, it's like a reverse blowbang. And he's like, what the fuck is a reverse blowbang? I'd be like, if some dude was in the middle of with a bunch of chicks and they had a bunch of strap-ons slapping him in the face. Have you ever seen that? That's called a reverse blowbang.
Okay. Yeah, and yes, I have seen that on the internet before.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad I'm not just making this up in my head. I mean, I am, sort of, but I knew I'd seen that somewhere.
What you could see on the internet as far as fucking...
Yeah, I feel like if you can think it, then it's probably out there.
Yeah,
but,
do you remember the South Park where they didn't have no internet and Randy had to use his jack off?
Oh, do I? Do I? How about some Brazilian fart porn?
Right.
That was
cool. So are you ready for this weekend? Because you're rooming with someone who you might not be getting along with, someone who might want to be trying to kill you after a couple of days or hours even.
Who? That painted faced man, Rodney?
Yeah.
Why
is
he mad at me?
Huh?
Was he mad at me?
You were saying on the last show.
What? Oh, like the 20 minutes we just buried him?
Yeah.
Dude, I was at my buddy's house last night, and he was on his Facebook, and he was looking at, I guess, he somehow came up and they clicked on the Vegas thing, and so he gets to Rodney's Facebook, and there's just, and I, he just starts scrolling through his photos. I'm like, oh, you, there's me or whatever, and there's you. And it was like a theme of like, now it just looks like Rodney is this one black guy in this family of white people, and he just keeps like sneaking in the photos. That's what it looks like. It's just like all these happy white people, and then there's Rodney, and then there's Rodney, and then there's Rodney sneaking his happy little face in there, popping us. Go through his Facebook photos. It's really funny if you think of it like that.
Yeah, well, he does have the job of token black guy.
Yes, he does. It is very apparent if you look at his photos. I got,
but now there's competition what? This year because Alex Goff, who's another white guy in a black man's body, just like Rodney is going to be there. So there might be some, I would say black on black crime, but let's be honest, it's going to be more like white on white crime.
You think they'll be part of a reverse blowbang?
Who knows? I know if anyone's going to get fucking that, it's probably going to be you.
I
would say if it was the Bella Twins, I might be up for it, but I'd have to really think about it.
I'm a bit of an artist, so you can expect me to draw that and mail that to you.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. I've seen your artwork. It sucks.
Well, that's part of its charm. So I wanted to ask you real fast before we talk about Vegas. So I was trying to find the call-in number, and I was like, fuck, I don't, because this is my old phone or whatever, and I couldn't find the call-in number. And I was like, well, I'll look it up because you probably put a thread up on the radio show forum. And so
you know what,
I
totally forgot to put up a fucking thread. I was just passing texts with Barb, and I mentioned something about the show not being able to find you for a while, and I was thinking, oh, shit, I didn't post it on the board. So I had to do that with, like, 30 minutes to go.
Yeah, there wasn't. It was more than 30 minutes ago, so there was no thread up there. So, but I look, did you do a show entirely based on Chris Benoit?
Yeah, we did that last week.
Fuck, I am very sorry I did not get to call in and contribute to that, because I have been overjoyed and just spilling the good news that is the newest ICP single entitled Chris Benoit. I'm assuming that's what you're talking about?
No, we were actually talking about the original Chris Benoit. But
you didn't bring up the fact at all that the new ICP album's first hit is entitled Chris Benoit?
No. I think I had heard it, but no, we didn't talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. How fucking awesome is that? They named their song Chris Benoit. I mean, it's the first offensive thing I can remember ICP ever doing, but it's like, it's fucking brilliant. It's fucking brilliant. And it was almost to the day of when Daniel Benoit murdered his parents.
Yeah, we almost did it like just over a year. In fact, unfortunately, when that was happening, we were having the very first Vegas convention.
No, we weren't.
Well, you weren't there because you've only been to 5 of the 6.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That was... No, it wasn't. Because it was the first one in Memorial Day?
No, the first one was just the very first time I went out there with Brian Vinny and Fritz and
a couple
other people.
It was for the
Ultimate Fighter finale with DJ against Jens Pulver.
Fuck, I remember that.
Yeah.
The next year
was Memorial Day.
Okay, yeah. There's only a couple days in my life that I can remember exactly where I was. One of them was when I found out that Nancy Benoit had murdered her husband and child. And the other one is September 11th, 1985, when Pete Rose hit 4,192nd hit. It was a great day. Broke Ty Cobb's record.
I actually didn't even like baseball.
I love baseball. Are you kidding me? I went to the Cardinal game on Monday night. What?
You make bets on baseball all day long, right?
Fuck yeah. I cannot wait to blow a bunch of money on sports books. But anyway,
yeah,
tell me more. What do you guys talk about with Chris Benoit?
I can't wait for you to put $1,000 on Forrest and for Tito to knock him out.
bullshit. I'll bet $1,000 with you, fucker. I'll give you the same odds Vegas has, and you can just I'll give you better odds. I'll give you the forest line.
I have to think about it.
You think Tito's gonna win? What were you guys talking about with Benoit?
Just about everything. We actually got into an argument. Maybe you can have some memory of this, but me and Contreras got into an argument because you know how you and Chris Benoit have the same thing in common. You guys are missing a fucking tooth, and it's like so fussy.
Yeah.
And stupid. Well, do you ever remember for like a week or two where Chris Benoit came out and he had a fake tooth?
Yes.
Okay, see? And Trey was telling me that I was imagining things and just fucking high that he never had a fake tooth, but I made a thread on the board and people are agreeing with me, so.
No, I think the deal was he always had a fake tooth, and then he stopped wearing the fake tooth because they started doing the ruthless aggression thing, and I think that's what happened because I think he's long because what I have is like this plastic like little piece of white plastic on a like a retainer. And so it just, like, sticks in and out of my mouth, and I can take it out when I eat and shit. So I'm sure that's what he had. So, and I'm sure he just wore it most of the time because it's a cosmetic business and he wanted to look good, but then they're like, oh, hey, you should look a little crazy, and that toothless shit makes you even more crazy.
It
and we all know you're like, perfectly sane.
It didn't make Benoit look like a crazy dude. It makes you look like a fucking redneck hillbilly.
Makes me look like a redneck hillbilly?
Yeah, or some white trash, at least.
Just wait till you see my hair, brother. Just wait till you see my hair.
Are you going to a bald spot like Manu Ginobili?
No, man. I haven't cut my hair since, like, February, and I was growing a rat tail in honor of you. So, because you got rid of yours, I figured one of us had to have one.
Yeah, you did have to fuss up hair at WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, it's even worse now. Man, but so did you guys have some sort of queer, like solemn discussion of Chris Benoit and like his tragic death, or did you just make fun of it like I would have?
Yeah, it was more the other way. We didn't want to piss too many people off. Rodney, I mentioned to Rodney that that's what we were thinking about doing, and he told me he refused to listen to it.
Oh, that's his namesake. He should love that. I think it's one of the greatest things that's ever happened in wrestling. It's legendary. I mean, we were never going to remember Chris Benoit for anything that great. He would just end up as the Dynamite Kid. Now, he's fucking immortalized in an ICP song. It's beautiful. Yeah, so a couple of kids had to die, and something happened with but those people weren't, that kid had Fragile X, and he was going to be a retard anyway, and, you know, what was Nancy Benoit doing with her life except a bunch of fucking Xanax tabs and drinking a bunch of red wine?
You know, what was funny is like, you know, we try to be serious and cool about it, but Craig just blew my mind. I was so like mortified. I was so like shocked. I didn't even think of to say anything, but he said that the first thing that he thought about when he found out that Nancy and the kid were dead too or whatever, that and that they were all dead, that he goes, in the back of my mind, the first thing I thought of it was Kevin Sullivan. I was just like, Jesus Christ, Craig.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember where I was, and I remember getting a text about it and just being like, no, this is a rib, and you know, someone's just fucking with me. And then I jumped on the F4W site, and it wasn't even put up there yet. And I texted Brian. I was like, hey, did you hear what I heard? And he's like, nothing. No, don't. And then he got back. He was like, holy shit. And it was like, no rhyme or reason or whatever. And I was just like, well, I guess there could have been like a fire or something, but I think they would have announced that, or like a robbery or something. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Not that the weight stack fell on his head.
Yeah. But anyway, we talked enough about him last week, so we can go ahead and change the subject here.
Yeah, pussy. All right, yeah.
So when are you actually getting into Vegas? Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow, late evening, and go right to the hotel, check my weight. So I'm over, and I'm heading to the sauna. If I'm not over... What?
You always get there pretty much the same time as everyone else, but you always have to get there late at night, and you just, like, miss a whole day.
Yeah, usually I get there on Friday. I'm getting there a day early.
Oh, that's right. Well, you're still getting in late, so it's like you're getting in on Friday anyway.
Hey, well, you know what? All day Monday, you're going to have an ass full of me when we go to... When you watch me jump off the stratosphere, and then we go to fucking see Lord of the Rings tournament of blowbangs or whatever it is.
Yeah, unfortunately. But hopefully Rodney will be there the whole time, so hopefully it'll just be entertaining watching you try to drive him insane.
I don't think that's going to be that difficult. He's already been crybabying about everything else. Oh, there's only two beds in the room. What happens if I accidentally see another man naked? I'm going to have to get a special retard bed. Oh, I need to get in there special early so I can have it decontaminated so there's no semen on the ceiling. Come on. Who gives a shit?
Right. He does have a point. I remember the WrestleMania in Houston. I shared a room with Brian Fritz and Jerry Lynn, and unfortunately for me, Jerry Lynn had no problem walking around in his little leopard Speedos, and it was very uncomfortable at times.
Oh, grow up. It's just a cock. You know you've seen it in plenty of blowbang videos. You got to look at cocks to jerk off. You got to imagine that it's you, right?
The what?
Oh, yeah, act like you didn't hear that. What? Cock. Jerry Lynn, is that what you said, or Jeremy Lynn?
Jerry Lynn.
Because I imagine the cock size would be very different.
Well, see, only you would think about that, you fag.
I am what I eat. I mean, what? Who got the first pick in the NBA draft?
Fuck if I know. My season ended like fucking a month ago. We only had a second rounder, so I didn't even bother paying attention.
Oh. Damn it. Fucking Spurs fell apart, man. What happened?
Fucking... I blame the refs.
I mean, OKC was not that good, were they? I guess not. They got smashed by the Heat.
We just came off of being hot, and they got hot when we were coming off of being hot, and they got lucky, but...
No, the NBA is fixed. That's all there is to it. The NBA is fucking rigged.
The referees sucked on that last Spurs game. I mean, they called everything against the Spurs and shit. It was horrible.
There was lots of questionable officiating, and, you know, that one NBA referee, he's fucking doing time for being on the take from the Mafia. I mean, that's like legit shit. The NBA is fixed for real. Like, dude, I'll look at the over-under, and I swear to God, I picked the under, and it was... The spread was 186.5, and it hit 186. I was like, this is unbelievable. And they never miss. The bookies never miss. They're never off by, like, 10 points. They're only off by 2 to 3 points. It's unbelievable.
I just got a text from somebody.
Rodney?
Because I sent him a text. Let him know that you were talking very very unnicely about him, so he sent a text saying, fuck you.
To me? He wrote fuck you to you or fuck you to me?
They put fuck him, so he's talking to you.
Oh. Well, tell him I'm going to have his name taken off my hotel room. And go
so
sleep in the
lobby.
Name
or his name? Man, Rodney's going to be begging those room with me after like probably a night or two.
I mean, like, who gives a shit? How much are we going to be? The only night I'm really concerned about is tomorrow night. You know, as long as I get some sleep and I get up, you know, and I can get up and get moving there, then who gives a shit about Friday?
We're going to the strip club tomorrow night.
You can do that.
No, we're going to make you ungay.
You can make me ungay on Friday night. I'll get in the blow bang on Friday night. Tomorrow night, I gotta fucking stay dehydrated. It's gonna be miserable. So I gotta start cutting my water at like as soon as I go to bed. Like that's all the water I'm gonna be drinking till weigh-ins.
That's fun.
Did you see the recent photos of Whitney?
The recent ones, like how recent? Because I don't think I've seen anything the last few days.
Like the modeling one. I mean, not recent, but like the modeling ones.
I saw her in a bikini and freaking in Fort Lauderdale, so I've seen a lot of Whitney, yeah.
No, I'm talking about fucking model shots that she had professionally done. You haven't seen those on Facebook or nothing?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. They look all right.
I don't care about how the photos look. She's shredded, man. That's all Team Viggity diet plan.
Yeah. She was complaining on Facebook today because they took her peanut butter away from her at the airport.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I told her that it's probably because people use it to smuggle marijuana.
Are we getting any of that in Vegas?
Yes, because I don't have to find a way to smuggle it to Vegas like I do everywhere else because I actually have a connection in Vegas, though.
Can't you get a fucking medical license in Nevada?
I think it's only California, dude.
No, there's a bunch of states. There's a shitload of states you can get them.
Well, in Vegas, they actually come down on pot a lot harder than pretty much all the other states.
Fuck. So are we going to have some brownies or are we going to have some straight green?
Some straight green, but we do have a kitchen. We do have a kitchen in the suite. So we were actually discussing this yesterday, but... But there will be a child in her suite, so I don't know if we'll be able to make them. But it's under consideration.
Huh. Well, we'll figure it out when we get there. Hey, we'll be having too much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. You're gonna do the things on Friday afternoon and shit, so...
The first thing I will be at will be the dinner on Friday.
Okay. Which should be your first dinner because you fucking miss all the dinners every year. This is going to be your fifth time and you've never been there to the dinner.
Yeah, it's because I have a fucking job that keeps me busy Monday through Friday. That's why, because I could never take off that Friday.
Yeah, well, at least this time you can make it. And honestly, last year, believe it or not, out of all the places we ate in Vegas, that food at the buffet was the best food we had the whole weekend.
Well, I will be ready to eat. Then, yeah, I'm doing that, and we're going to see the Dice Man, my big fat ace.
Are you doing that?
I think so.
No, I pretty much, well, we're going
oh,
to
that's
the
right,
suite.
You're staying at the suite.
After dinner, so I pretty much got to stay there.
Well, I bought a leather fanny pack just for the Dice Man.
Oh, that's cool.
Because he rocks the fanny packs.
Is your Negro friend Ronnie going?
I don't know. We're not on speaking terms, so why don't you ask him via text? My texts are being very funky, by the way. I'm getting sporadic texts that I know were sent a long time ago, and some are not going through. So I don't know what you've gotten from me. If you've gotten, I got the phone number one, but I don't know if you tried to send any others, but
a couple.
So anybody who's planning texting me, expect either no response or a response that says my phone shut off, because that's what
you're
a lot of my buddies are getting.
You're just trying to make an excuse for you being an asshole and not wanting to answer anybody.
No, I intentionally didn't answer your phone call today because I was playing fucking softball, like I told you.
It's softball. You could have been fucking at bat and picked up the phone and still been playing.
Yeah, but I don't like you. That's the difference. Didn't you see on that thread on my forum?
Mm,
where
no.
You chimed in with some bullshit
Oh, I haven't been back to your forums and put that
in.
Oh,
that's what I said. Yeah, I knew you. I knew you didn't. You chimed in with something idiotic, and I said,
"Well, back and check."
I can't remember what I said, but I said, "Get out of my forum" or something like that. And then Edmund Nails said, "You want me to ban him?" And I said, "Yeah," and somehow deleted his number from my phone, or my number from his phone.
Oh, was it the but I'm not impressed with your post? Wait, what? No. That
I'm assuming
that's
Nails. I'm assuming Nails is Deuce, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck was it, dude?
I don't remember which thread it was in. I don't know. But I knew you. I knew you. I don't know why you were there. I just said get out.
Request. That's what it was. Okay, let's see here. Get out of my forum. Want me to ban him? Absolutely, and somehow if you could, okay, you just said it. Shit, ban me, my ass. I had you banned.
Oh, good luck. From what? Ed's pie eating contest forum?
Maybe.
Hey, are we ready to go? What time is it? Oh, okay. Is Tim? Tell Tim to come out here.
So it's your barn.
Oh, I need to talk to Tim, not you. I do like talking to you, yeah. Blow bang. We're having a reverse blow bang. I mean, what? Reverse blow bang is all the new rage, by the way. Nobody likes to jerk off to looking at naked chicks being fucked. It's all about chicks wearing strap-ons. Have you seen Spartacus at all?
Have I seen Spartacus? No.
The TV show? No.
No. Why, they have blow bangs on Spartacus?
No, but they've got a bunch of whorehouses, and they got a bunch of chicks who wear strap-ons pounding dudes, like a bunch of gay Romans who go to these secret bathhouses. Hey, are we going to switch cars?
Yeah.
Are you going to go down there?
Yeah.
Do you want me to drive?
Yeah.
I'm not going to drink, and I'm not, because I'm doing the, do you, just let me know when you want to go, we can roll.
Whenever you're ready.
What time does the shit start?
9:20.
Yeah, we'll be down there at 9. About 9, right? Park and get there? Or is it all free? I mean, just rolling up to the bar, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me know when that reverse blow bang starts.
Why you gotta be fucking up the show, dude?
Because I don't care about the show. I just always feel like we're having a conversation. I'm not trying to entertain anybody.
Yeah. I was just quiet. I just was quiet there so everyone could hear the conversation.
It's not like a sitcom where you have to, like, write in dialogue that, like, explain shit. Like, Ed, you're the co-host. You should understand. You know what I mean? Like when they do that shit. Like, I'm like, Laura, you're my sister, and I'll be damned if my stepmom, Amanda, isn't going to hear about this. And you're like, what? Why would no one talks like that? It's free talk.
So are we ever going to have a rematch between you and the little midget?
I'll take him on whenever. I want to go full contact. Fuck that. I want to go pancration style. Open slaps to the face.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You can fucking slap him with your palm like Bob.
And liver kicks. No way, dude. He's way too pretty. He's way too pretty to tolerate that shit. He knows I got nothing to lose in the ugly department. I already can't breathe through most of my nose, and I'm already missing a tooth.
I'm surprised he's not trying to be a model like Whitney is, too.
Yeah, I don't think there's for what, like Mexican children? I don't, probably not a high market. Don't you guys just wear, like, flannel t-shirts?
I have no idea. But that
you're Mexican?
That little fucker's been getting on my nerves lately.
Really, why?
It's like, well, like last year he's all, yeah, we'll get 100 people this year and all this stuff. And then he just hardly ever brings up Vegas. And like we're like a couple weeks away, and instead of talking about Vegas, he's talking about fucking Bigfoot. And then,
yeah, do you think people, but at this point, are going to be like, if they're on the fence, they're going to be like, yeah, what the hell, I'll go down there. No, they've already committed or not.
Actually, when they gave my email address on the Last Russian Observer and radio, which I'm thinking Observer Radio gets a lot more listeners than the Brian Devaney Show.
Yeah.
So I guess we understand why Dave is the boss, but they gave that number out, and I had 5 emails of people.
Really?
And
they were all about penis lengthening?
About what?
Penis about lengthening?
No, they were just, they wanted to go to the dinner and for me to send them the information.
Oh. But, I mean, they're already going to be there, right? When's the official head count? Is it at the dinner? What do you give a shit if there's 100 people there? It's not like you're making any money.
Because I'm the one that has to fucking relay all the information to Brian that he ignores and only posts there every once in a while. And it gets on my nerves. Like, if I send
you
a goddamn
front page
email,
like 5 times.
Put it on the fucking thing. I want it on there 10 times.
I've had an assful in my life of trying to make plans based around other people. Fuck them. That's it. Everybody knows the score. If they want to come, they can fucking come. And don't feel like you have to carry the weight. Seriously, I'm tired of fucking doing shit and, like, setting shit up for people and then being pussyfooting around it. It happens all the time. I'll be like, hey, come over to my house for the UFC pay-per-view. Sure, I'll be there. Fucking nobody shows up. Oh, well, it's Sunday morning in Guam, and I got to go to church and jerk off on the fucking Chris Benoit statue. Like, look, whatever. It's retarded.
You know, I think you're going to try and rape him or something.
Not with my dog there.
They're probably worried they're going to see you raping your dog. You're going to be like, here, Indo.
God damn it, is this another trick to get us into a blow bang? No. But seriously, it's like, I know what you're saying. You fucking organized the shindig. You fucking changed the date for everybody. A bunch of crybaby bitches, by the way. I wouldn't have even done that. I wouldn't even considered changing the date. But you're a nice enough guy to do that. You're a nice enough guy to arrange some of the shit and work with Dr. Heilai or whatever he is, a doctor of economics or something. And it's just like, you know, people, fuck them. You put it out there. Now, don't feel like you got to do anything further. We're taking Dad's car?
Yeah.
All right, give me a second. All right, hold on. You're going to have to talk for a while.
I'm going to have to talk for a while?
Yeah.
You're putting me on the spot here?
I'm putting you on the spot, so chat it up, fuzzball.
You're very, very, very unprofessional co-host here. But, yeah. Well, we will be in Vegas, if you hadn't already figured it out, starting this weekend. So, basically, if you are on the fence and you live by, like, Los Angeles or somewhere within driving distance, head up Vegas, and Vegas officially starts tomorrow at 9:30 at the Wicked Spoon Buffet at the Cosmopolitan. Okay. You see, there's a reason I misspelled it. It's because I can't even fucking say it. So, give me a fucking break for everyone who's giving me shit about that. But anyway, we'll be there, and then we'll be playing some Kiss mini golf, which will be pretty fucking awesome, about 1 or 2, and that'll fucking kick ass. And then we're having dinner at Samba's at 6 o'clock, and then we're hitting up the Circus Olay show at 9 o'clock at the MGM, and then after that, who knows?
Are you still talking?
Of course, I'm still talking.
What?
Are you prepared to continue with the show?
Sort of. I'm trying to get situated so we can. We're heading out to see some fireworks.
Are you gonna be seeing? Are you gonna? I know you said you might be seeing Jen tonight, but are you gonna be seeing Julie out there?
There's a good chance if I see one, I'll see the other.
Okay,
but
we need to tell Julie that the ponytail is gone, but she needs to get on the plane to Vegas tomorrow or Friday and come and suck my dick.
I will pass the message along and be happy to do so.
Awesome. You know, because we made a deal many years ago, so the pony's gone.
Yeah.
So now it's time.
I'll bet she plays some sort of statute of limitations card on that, but she is a whore, and she does like sucking dick. Actually, she likes fucking.
I'm good either way, so, you know.
What?
Yeah, she's so cute. I see her pictures on Facebook every once in a while.
She is a whore. You see Julie's pictures on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh. And I don't go on that Facebook thing, even though I've talked about it twice.
I saw your wife on it yesterday or the other day.
She's always on. Well, she works on a computer, so that shit's always up.
I totally forgot that I had her on there because I'm like, Kendrick Kimmett, who the fuck is that? And I just saw her name on the chat thing, and then I clicked on it on her page.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah.
Go back and edit that last part off the radio show where you say her name. Because she doesn't need any more of any more friends, and she will probably just turn you down.
Yeah, well, it took her like months and months to accept me.
Like 2 miles from the square.
Yeah, well, she doesn't really like you, Ed.
Yeah, well, who does?
I don't know, but I mean, we tolerate you and all congregate around you. I guess it's just because your center of mass is so large.
can we expect you to embarrass us in front of Dave like you did the one year where you're challenging Dave Moses to a fight?
Yeah.
I totally didn't hear you on that last sentence. What did you say? Something about somebody in a pie?
I said you're not going to embarrass us by challenging Dave Meltzer to another fight like you did a couple of years ago.
Really? I didn't challenge him to a fight. I challenged him to drink a shotgun of beer, I think. I was pretty drunk.
No, you called everyone who doesn't come drink a shotgun, whatever, a faggot.
Really?
Oh, yeah, so?
Standing right above Dave Meltzer, that was actually pretty funny.
That rolled off his back. He wasn't even paying attention.
Like,
he's focused on watching three different things.
Yeah, but anyway,
one of which was SmackDown, I think, which was a complete waste of time.
They were watching it on a fucking big ass projector screen. That was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. And I think next year, fucking stop getting the suite. Like, there's too many free places in Vegas. I think people don't like putting in money. I think that's one of the things. They're like, whoa, you just put in money, just fucking goes right into Ed's pockets. Quit trying. That was part of my rant of taking care of everybody else.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just everybody takes care of their own shit. We get one meet-up spot, and
like I can look for space,
don't feel like you got a shoulder.
It worked out.
We got to wrap this up because we're heading downtown. It's going to get real loud when I park this car and get out of it here. So I got to wrap it up early.
It's kind of like crap already. So yeah, so
yeah.
We'll go ahead and let you go. So you got anything last words you want to say before you go?
No, man. No, just cheer me on. That's it. If you come out, cheer me on or boo me. Either way, I just want to hear you.
Well, it's going to be hard for you to hear them when you're screaming, when you're being anally raped by some big-ass white boy from Nebraska that lives on the farm.
If I'm getting raped, it's going to be by a circle of 10 hot chicks getting reverse blowbang. That's all I remember from the night. Chris Benoit and blowbang.
Right.
I got nothing to plug. I got nothing to say. I'm looking forward to it, Ed. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow or Friday.
Yep. No, I'll see you tomorrow. All right.
All right. All right, so we lost Peach because it was getting kind of loud, and it was probably going to get even worse here. So, unfortunately, I was hoping for some callers from Vegas, but these idiots are on the monorail, and it's too loud for them to call. So, unfortunately, we can't hear from them. So, I'm probably just going to start to wrap up the show here in a minute. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download the Stream Marks show at AngryMarks.com, along with a lot of other shows. And so everyone check out AngryMarks.com. But I am going to run off our scheduled list here. Let me find it. And we can grab all the shit we're doing. I think the guys are hitting up Fremont Street. I think I said that earlier. Just be three doors down. And that should be cool. So, where the fuck is this thing? I don't know. My email's weird sometimes. But anyway, like I was saying, the first night we're hitting the kids mini golf, which should be a pretty awesome thing. And where the fuck is my sent goddamn email? This is fucking ridiculous. Well, anyway, so now I guess I gotta go buy a fucking memory here. Everyone, check out. I'm already even forgetting what the fuck I'm doing. So anyway, I think Friday, I meant Friday, so yeah, Creatures at the Grappler's Quest at Mandalay Bay. I think you can get a $5 discount to, for knowing him or some shit like that. And anyway, we're having the sweet party at 7 to 9 and at one of the embassies. And we'll be tweeting out the information, Facebook to me information, pretty soon. And then the suite party will be at my suite. And that'll also location will be come out later. And then, well, actually, it's at the Desert Rose Resort. And then Saturdays are pool and barbecue before the UFC, so we can hang out, catch some rays, jump in the pool, eat some barbecue. We'll be also at the Desert Suite from like 10:30 to 2:30. And then we're all hitting the UFC. And then, of course, after the UFC, we always hit Dick's Last Resort and hang out there and take over the patio and pretty much close the place down. So that's pretty usually pretty awesome. Sunday, whoever's left on Sunday, we're having lunch at Chin Chin at New York, New York. And then we'll probably be taking a trip to the Stratosphere to get on a few rides. And then at 6 o'clock, we're hitting the Tournament of Kings at Excalibur. And if you are on the verge of deciding to go or not, you can still even get in on the dinner. Just hit me up at s4wfan@hotmail.com, and I'll send you the information. Or just check out Brian Alvarez's tweets, and or check out the board or our thing on Facebook, and you'll have all the information there. So, you know, hopefully it'll be a good time, and we'll talk more about the hijinks that happened over the weekend on next week's show. So, yeah, we will see everyone there.
You go through all the pain inside. You say your back has gone so fast. It goes so fast, yeah. All torn on to the arms of any hair. Yeah, go off, try some second of that.
Ten and strong.